Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening. I'm Nicole Whitney, and it's News for the Soul time. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Got it going on. Susan Mavity's back, and it's the Angel Hour again. I love these shows. They're a lot of fun, really different than our usual thing here at News for the Soul. And, you know, it's interesting the insights that have come out of them over the years. So it's once in a while a regular thing that we do, and I've been looking forward to this one. Susan Mavity, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Well, thank you, Nicole. We've been very excited about it. We've gone through a lot of shifts and changes since we've been on the air, and now the angels are anxious to help answer those questions, and they're setting up a very strange evening for us, which is... little different than I'm used to. They've put me in a circle of stones of sorts and brought the Tibetan bowl out and the Tibetan prayer beads and some very unusual things are in my center. So
really,
should be an exciting evening.
Well, you know, different things happen with this all the time. It's intriguing. And the feedback we've had, we're going to open the lines. I should let you know we are going to open lines. We sent out an email. You can start calling now. And I'm going to give out the numbers in a minute. But about every, when was the last time that we talked? It was just before February. I remember saying to you, should I set my alarm for March?
Absolutely.
Oy.
Did the alarm go off?
Oh, man. I kept hitting my snooze button all through February going, for the love of God.
Take me off this roller coaster.
Oh, and, you know, it's interesting. I've had reports independently all over the... if there's a caller on the line, stand by, and we will take you very next. Hang on, okay?
Thank you.
I've had reports from all over, and people going through this shifty energy and weird stuff and lots of opportunities to clear out their crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just been icky.
It
has. Right. Hello. Down in the ditch. Stand by, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, so now what do the angels have to say to us, Susan? And it better be good.
It better be good. yeah, monumental times. This month of March was in order to make room for the incredible energies, the incredible vortexes that are coming through the new portals that have opened to take us to the City of Lights in the fifth dimension and above. We had to clear out our stuff. This is like the final call We were given the solar, the lunar opportunities. We were given the heavens, the stars and the moons, they told us, to move our stuff. And those of us who languished and probably didn't take them seriously, quite a ride for March. They typically, you know, move you no matter what. So it was definitely a roller coaster month, and hopefully everyone heeded the warning and let go of those old patterns. So we can travel to those new portals that they've opened.
You know, what's the most amazing to me about this is that no matter how long you've been on the consciously driving your life path and doing this work, and you hear about, oh, we're going through another shift of energy cleanup time, you know, and you think, or your ego mind goes, oh, it won't be so bad for me. I've worked my butt off. I've done an excellent job. Fabulous. I should breeze through this. And the stuff that comes up for people, no matter how long and how hard you've been working on transcending your own blocks and, you know, subconscious caca, man.
Well, we have come through the densest and the darkest energies to arrive here, those of us who have chosen to be part of this conscious shift. We made the most sacrifice, the most immense struggle, coming from those incredible light bodies that we left, coming through the density of all the drama and all the chaos that this world brings. And so we had to pick up a ton of crap on the way down. And, you know, our physical bodies embodied it, our spiritual bodies embodied it. We lost track of who we were. So for us, it definitely impacts us more. And every time you think you take another layer of the onion off, there's one more that pops up.
Hi, Nicole. Yes, I just wanted to let you know that the line seems a bit funny. You almost sound like you're gurgling. Do you both hear that? I think you do. Almost.
Yeah, I don't hear gurgle.
It does. It's quite an interesting effect, and I promise you, I'm not doing it. So I don't know what the audience is hearing, but they got to be hearing something interesting. But I just want to let you know we can always change lines or keep going the way we're going.
Maybe keep us posted, Dawn, and let us know how it's going. We can hear each other fine. I can hear the caller.
Okay. Okay. You got it. It just sounds a little interesting for me. I don't know what the audience is hearing, but no. But I mean, it can be. It's very audible. It just sounds almost robotic.
It's the shift and the change in the vibration of the energy that's coming through today.
Could be. That's why I'm just letting you know. It'll show up in the audio file. So whatever that means, it means I love you. Have a great show. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Dawn. You know, Dawn and I were talking the other night about this when, you know, you've got your technical stuff to deal with and setting up this kind of broadcast and all the other normal stuff to deal with. But then you have the new energy to deal with.
Yes.
And there's not any much you can do in troubleshooting.
Nope.
You know, I mean, we can basically, you know, ask these angels, hey, dude, you know, clear it up. But nothing technical you can do for that, you know?
No, and that's Tom Kenyon's a great one. He puts a warning label on his CDs that when he brings in the deities, that sounds appear that you just, you know, you can't avoid. And to edit them out would be an incredible, you know, injustice to the deities, because they transform through us, through our voices, through our vibrations, and add things that aren't of our control.
See, that's Kanit. And come to think of it now, I think it was in your last interview with me. You were on the air with a caller. And just for one particular caller, the sound was really weird. And it was like a phase shift only when the answer was coming to that caller, and then it went back to normal. I mean, it was just inexplicably weird, but it was extremely interesting, the sound that came through. Like, we could still hear what you were saying, but it was
sometimes when they channel through me, the actual angel will come through and shift and change my voice pattern. So in that case, they're saying to me, that was Archangel Michael said, that was him coming through me and changing my voice and my voice patterns.
Well, that's darn well what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It was really trippy.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you're saying, then it could well be an injustice to be
tinkering.
Yeah. So, Tinker Schmeeker, if you miss any of the show or you can't hear us right now, go to newsforthesoul.com later, and you can hear it all there. I'm sure it'll sound just ducky up there. So, other than the spaceship, before we go to the calls, Susan, is there a specific message that the angels have for us in general right now?
They say we're in a time of calming. A time of healing from the great upheaval. Time to go within. Time to look inside to soothe and caress the energies. To prepare for the new openings. To be open to the new ways, to the new energies, because they are very different. They are a different vibration. Be aware of the city of lights, the portals, that we can travel to for information. They have encodings for us in the city of lights as to who we are, what our missions are. They're going to be bringing forth through me a channeling or healing pattern sessions to awaken the five light bodies, to bring them in balance, to travel to the city of lights and to continue the ascension process. So they're asking that everyone keep their hearts open. Look for those openings. It's a quiet time for the next week and a half or so. So go inward, do a little dusting, fine tuning, fine cleaning, and begin to take in the new energies.
The next week and a half or so. Gee, gosh, that long, huh?
No, it's not. You know, this energy isn't about sitting. This energy is about moving.
Apparently, and now I've noticed, from my perspective anyway, that some significant things have been happening in the last month and a half. I noticed I've been sleeping like crazy when I usually don't sleep that much. Like,
absolutely.
On and on. I mean, it doesn't seem to matter how long I sleep. I still am exhausted.
Yeah, that's getting rid of that density. There's been a lot of physical symptoms coming, a lot of sleepiness, and that's to take us so that our soul and our spirit can travel to get rid of the density. To prepare for the new light. Body can't heal in chaos, and so they take us into sleep patterns so that we can be aware of what comes through our dreams, what comes through dream time, what our souls can do and accomplish so much more in that quiet state, in that quiet mind. So there was just a myriad of different types of physical anger coming to the surface. Colds and flu were rampant, fevers, just enormous amount of pain, getting rid of that last baggage.
So the purpose is transmuting all this crap.
Absolutely, yep. Because the new portals of light need to come through. We're creating new light bodies to take in the new energies, and our new light bodies cannot carry the density that we've been carrying around since we arrived here. So it's shedding an outer body, actually, taking off that density, that outer shell, that outer layer. That prevents us from the ascension, that prevents us from transforming. So that heavy body needed to go, and in order to do that, we needed all the energy, and so we went within.
Now, what about time? Time seems to have been weird lately for many. We've had tons of reports of where it's just like 1 minute goes by and you've lost 3 hours, or it just doesn't feel like the time that it supposedly is, or
days have been lost. Yeah. It was the quickening, the stepping of time. Each one's soul patterns, the vibration, giving us a little bit of an adjustment to what life is going to be like in the next 6 months after the next portal of energy comes through. In June and July, a new portal comes through. A new moon energy, a new sun energy bursts through, and that takes us on a rapid rocket race towards the end of the calendar year. So they're preparing us a little bit, getting used to being in their time and space, bringing back ourselves to learning to find our centers in the chaos. And so time speeding up is part of that chaos for us. So being the masters, taking in that ability to stop in that moment, to slow that vibration down, and to allow it to be a part of you instead of taking you on a ride without control. It's all about learning to control what's around you in the moment. So another big key for these next few months is to find your centers. Go inward, find that place that you can go to in a blink of an eye when chaos starts all around us. And that includes the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the earth shifts are going to be monumental, and they're going to affect those of us who are greatly affected by vibrations that we're sensitive to. So we have to move in the moment to our place of center, to a place where there's no chaos within.
Well, so are you saying that our chaos is going to increase before?
Yes.
Oh.
But we are masters and we can control. We do not have to be part of the chaos. That is what they are trying to teach us in this moment, in this present time, that we have control. Go inward, find the sanctuary within.
June and July, huh?
June and July, yeah.
Okay, but April is good.
April goes inward, finding that center, finding that balance, finding that place that in a blink of an eye you can go to, where it's quiet and peaceful.
Oh, my God. Relish in March and April, people. Can't you rest?
All those skills, that's what they're giving us, this opportunity to really work on our stuff, to really become masters of chaos and time around us.
Well, you know, that's what we've always said on the show, that none of this means very much if you can't hold the higher energy and the higher intention amidst whatever is going on.
Absolutely.
You know, when
Absolutely. There's a lot of great techniques out there to find your center, to take yourself into a place of bliss and joy, and just go inward and allow to be an observer.
Excellent. But we're going to be well-practiced by the end of all of this.
Very much so.
So, having said that, I want to give out your website so that people can find you later after the show, guideyourspirit.com. That's Susan Mavity's website. And in the meantime, we're going to open the lines. I think we've already got a caller that's just bursting to speak online.
Hello.
Before I give out the numbers, why don't we get there? Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Linda. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Oklahoma. Hello, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for the angels and for Susan?
Yes, please. My husband and I, his name is Michael, we have an embroidery business. And we have a opportunity to do some business, selling some embroidery on clothing for a company. Two people that own the company, his name is Allison and Linda. And I was wondering if you think we'll be working or, you know, get their business so that you know, we'll be sewing embroidery on clothing for them so they sell it to stores and spas and things like that.
Okay, Susan.
Okay, first they're asking you to take your hand and put it on your heart center.
I got it.
And then they want you to repeat the words. What is the best vibration for me to succeed in?
Okay.
And they want to know what the answer was. What did they tell you? Yes or no?
Proceed, yeah.
Pardon?
Proceed? Yes. Proceed.
They said yes, absolutely. This is a good match, a good vibration for you to be able to step into this business. It will be very prosperous and very successful. They want you to begin to trust that intuition for you.
So Allison will want to do business with us?
Absolutely. You have very much a lot to offer. When you begin to work together, show them the spirit side of you. Show them the compassion. Show them what you are made of as a spiritual person. That will shine through and make the connection.
Okay. It'll be profitable for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Great.
Very much so.
Also, my husband and I have come up with some designs for dragons and honeybees. And was wondering if you think those would be good. These dragons are
They just said to me.
Go ahead. Sorry.
They just said to me that you need to bring forth new creations, expand your awareness. They want you to look at the fairy kingdom, dragonflies, those types of things. They're looking at new moons, new suns. Be creative. That is where your success lies, in these new creations. You must begin with the old patterns, the familiar ones. But it's going to give you so much opportunity and so much room to move into the newness, into the new patterns, because everything will have a new vibration to it, including our work, things that come through us. They ask you to go to a quiet space and invite your angels and guides in with you and close your eyes and draw and create and find new spaces.
These dragons are not fire-breathing dragons. They're friendly dragons.
Absolutely, whimsical,
fairy-like,
because we're returning to that childlike energy. We're returning back time, back to the time and space where there's joy and bliss and folly and whimsical touches everyone's hearts. So we shed this density, we bring back those qualities.
So if we start doing embroidery work with those type of friendly dragons and honeybees, we'll be successful doing that, right?
Begin slowly.
Uh-huh.
They're saying with new patterns, don't jump in head first, go hog wild.
Right.
Offer them, they're showing me 4 or 5 different designs. Don't put everything into those 2. They want you to sit down and create 2 or 3 more patterns that strike you, that jump out.
When do you see us moving to Oregon and starting up a day spa?
Pardon?
When do you see my husband and I moving to Oregon and starting up a day spa?
That is not really in the immediate future. There are some things that have to be cleared in your past, both of your pasts first. There are some priorities that you have to set. There are some timelines that you need to do business-wise and personal-wise as far as clearing and organizing before that can occur.
Yeah. Well, I know that part is going to happen in June. So we're going to get totally repatterned in June. And then after that, do you see like in the summertime us moving or to Oregon or in the fall?
I see snow falling, so I'm going with winter.
Okay.
Not exactly a great time to move out that way in the winter, though, but they're showing me more. They're saying January, February as a timeline. But remember, when timelines come through, things always shift and change. So patterning can, as time speeds up, as you move faster, ascend quicker, things become more of a reality quicker, we manifest quicker. So if we're working on our things and we're staying in our center and we're listening to our guides and angels, time can speed up.
He has started a new job, not the embroidery business, but something else. He has a full-time job. And how do you see him doing with that?
Temporary.
Yeah.
Because these other ideas that you have in the place of creation, the ideas that you're starting, put them on paper, get them to be a reality, and as soon as you get those to where they can support you, it'll be time for him to leave there.
What do you think? He's starting to work.
I hope that's helpful for you, Linda, because we've got to go to our next caller now, but you managed to get quite a few questions in there.
Okay.
And if you want to listen to your answers again, you can go to newsforthesoul.com afterwards.
Okay.
And I'll be up there for your listening pleasure later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, and all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give out the numbers now. Here we go. To talk to, you know what amazes me, Susan, how specific the answers are that come through and fairly quickly. Like, they're getting pretty good insights into their questions here.
Yeah, it's hard to keep. Tonight, it's harder to keep up. Information just coming, and it will to all of us, faster and clearer and more precise, and the more trust.
Okay, so much for giving out the numbers. I think our caller's already on. Caller, who are you and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, Kim in Rhode Island. Do you have a question for Susan and the Angels?
I was just wondering if the Angels have any specific messages for me. I've been doing a lot of healing and energy work lately. Oh, absolutely. You can tell. Your light bodies are clear. You're working a great deal on your path. Archangel Raphael comes through. You've been doing a lot of work with him. He's asking you that you get some sleep, rest in the hard work that you've been doing. Kind of stay in this place and savor and find some joy. It's things that bring passion to you. He says it's time to celebrate. It's time to find some joy, some passion, and then continue on with work that you feel you need to do. Archangel Gabriel also comes in and encourages you to journal this journey of your healing work. It kind of cements it. It kind of gives you a guide when you look back to see the incredible work that you've done in a journal form. And sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for the hard work that we've done. And when we journal, we look back and say, wow, look where I've been and look where I've come. So they're asking you to go ahead and journal this journey. Go back with your thoughts when you began. And Archangel Raguel says that physical and emotional feelings that are coming through you signal divine guidance. So you are on your path, and you're certainly connected with your guides and angels and deities that are around you. So continue what you're doing. Take a little rest. Enjoy. Savor all your hard work. Wow, that's great. Okay.
Well,
that's beautiful.
Down. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So you're welcome.
Okay.
Hey, so, wow. You know, it's interesting, too, how many different angels that you're naming that are coming through for these readings. How many are there, like, all together? Or does anybody know?
I don't think anybody really knows, because I think we have not even touched the tip of the arc and allowed our third-dimensional minds to really transcend and transform how many guides and angels there are. If you ask certain people, they say that there's just one angel being, and they reflect in the light.
So how many do you know of, and who names them?
People who have channeled through, like Doreen Virtue. You know, she has a book called Archangels and Ascended Masters. There are people that the archangels have come through and spoken to. They come from the Bible. They come from the Dead Sea Scrolls. They come from the journals of Magdalene. It was said that she would levitate in the presence of the angels. So through time and history, people have had them in their dreams, and they've come to them and told them their names.
Well, there's a project for someone with lots of time on their hands out there, just, you know, a big database index of all the angels that have ever been channeled through.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Is there a caller? Hi. Who's
Hi.
On the line? Hi.
Hi
who's
Nicole.
On the line? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Are you
Hello?
Calling? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Catherine. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Susan.
Hi, where are you calling from, Catherine?
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Hello. What
Hello,
is your question for the angels today?
Can the angels tell me anything?
Nicole, I didn't hear her question.
I think can the angels tell her anything.
Okay. First they're saying, for some reason, they show me you're throwing in the towel here on some aspect. Of your path here, you just need to renew that spirit and renew those timelines for yourself. We tend to get weary. These energies that have been thrown at us have been particularly brutal this month. So we find a lot of us light workers are very weary and wondering, you know, when is this all going to end? And so they see and they show me just a little bit of that in your path. they say stand in your truth and integrity. There's something around you that you need to be bold about. Stand in your spiritual path of who you are. There seems to be some romance mixed in around the corner when you go through this portal, this doorway that they're showing me. And manifestation, know that you can manifest your dreams. You have to have faith in that. We all have to have faith in that in the next few months, that we can hold on. We can manifest what we are dreaming. We've been promised it for so long, and we are so weary after this month that it's time to go inside and find those tools within us to rejuvenate and to activate that that sense of manifestation. It's like in The Secret, is you dream it, you feel it, you live it, you feel it. Well, most of us are so weary for trying all these years and bringing forth that energy and getting rid of those light bodies that sometimes we just have to take that deep breath and trust. And we are all, most of us, in that great place of trust. They ask you to go outside and get some fresh air and connect with nature because the messages that are going to come through from the angels, you're going to find our nature angels. So find a place outdoors under trees, they're showing me. Connect with Mother Nature for healing and soothing at this point in time for your soul and for your spirit.
Wow, that was exactly, when you said throw in the towel, that was exactly what I was going to ask because, you know, I was wondering whether I should move away to further, you know, do the career that I was doing or just getting some stupid sort of job. And I wanted to ask about my son going to college. He got accepted to a very good college close to where my parents live. And I just wonder if they're a negative or a positive influence on him. And I was wondering about moving and I was also going to ask about romance, and it just hasn't been in my life for such a long time. And I was wondering, can you elaborate on anything? Especially when you said towel. I have a towel around my head, and I couldn't believe the words that were coming out of your mouth. Because that's exactly what I was thinking of, throwing in the towel.
They want you to focus inward. What is it that you truly want? Stay in your truth. Stay in your integrity with your dreams. They will come to surface. They will come true. You have to be the creator, though. You have to stand up and say, this is what I want. This is what I choose. This is what I want to bring to me for my highest good and for my highest healing. And the answers and the doors will open.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Nicole.
Up for you, then. I don't know why they should have been gone. Okay. Well, let's give out the call-in numbers. Kim, if you're listening still, you can hear, if you lost connection, you can hear your answer again online.
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, she's still there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you did miss any of that, you can hear newsforthesoul.com later. It's all there for free.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Oh, I thought we lost her there. I thought she was in shock.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And please invite everyone to the website. It's brand new. We gave it a remake.
I was just going to say, wow, it's had like a facelift or something. It looks very beautiful. Not that it was icky before.
No, it's the energy needed to shift and change. It's the dawn of the new light.
It is. GuideYourSpirit.com. That's where you go. www.guideyourspirit.com. It's very lovely. And that's where you find Susan. In the meantime, you know, you don't have to wait for the next angel reading show. You could actually give her a call. Just a thought, because I know that hundreds of people, oh my God, you know, every time I get mail later, I couldn't get through, could email sooner. I did send out the email a little sooner today, but I don't send it out too early because then we get too many calls coming in, and poor Dawn has an aneurysm over there.
Right. Well, so, they can always call book a session with me.
That's right.
A session is $65 for an hour, and they can hear what the angels have to say to them.
Yeah, for a whole hour all to themselves.
A whole hour all to themselves.
Oh, rather than these little sound bites, but they're getting a lot for bang for the buck today.
They are. The angels are just a-flowing.
That towel one was good. That was nice and literal. I like it when they do that.
And it's so funny because that's what I saw was this vision of someone throwing in the towel. And you wonder, when these things come through you, you know, are these people going to think you're crazy? You know, I have no idea, you know, the connection when words like that come through me, and it kind of scares me every now and then.
It's amazing how it works. Open up to these things, you know, these kind of beyond the three-dimensional world.
Yes, space. I'm thinking the fever must have been back.
I love it. I'm going to give out the numbers. I'm going to try to. Every time I've tried to give out the numbers, someone beeps in before I can do it. So let's see if I can actually give out the numbers to call. We are 20 minutes to the top of the hour, and to talk to Susan Mavity and have an angel reading right now online yourself on the air. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free at 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can call toll-free from there too, which is where I am. 1-888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And if you're somewhere else, you can just call the regular phone line. That'll work too. 530-876-3222. There you go. I actually gave out all the numbers. I'm feeling very proud.
There you go.
Wow. So, you know, this is the thing while we're waiting for our next caller to come on, too, is that, I mean, people are, you know, the angel thing. I mean, we think of it as lighter, fluffier, you know, and lower expectations. I think that's why she got freaked out about the towel thing, because, I mean, the stuff that's coming through is quite bang on. I mean, that's why we religiously do these shows with you.
Right.
And people have often had this real shock over, you know, it's sort of, I think they're expecting just basic placations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than that that's going on.
Yes. Well, the angels are one of the hierarchy of the most powerful vibrations, you know, in the heavens that come through. So it is no wonder that the messages that come through are very, very powerful. And yes, we do view angels as huggy, kissy, very supportive. But they're also here to guide us. They are willing and ready. And that is their job. That is their mission, to help us through, to get us through those doors, to help us realize the ascension process. And so they come through very powerful, and they're very divinely guided. And if anyone's really connected, it's them.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the whole sort of meaning that we've given to the word angel in the metaphysical realms and the positive kind of, you know, communities over the years, the new agey thing, you know, we've given it meanings, right? But what is. And my take on it is, before I met you, I was never into kind of doing angel readings or any kind of readings, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And before connecting with you, my direct experience was with an intuitive voice that, for all I know, that could be an angel, or that could be, you know, a guide, or I don't know, I don't give it any meaning. What is.
Mm-hmm.
And my internal knowing and direct experience of it knows that it's there, knows that it's real, it's proven itself a billion times over.
Yep.
And I don't question that. You know, that's the higher guidance. So whatever word you're giving it, you know, whether,
right,
angel message or a guidance message or spirit message or,
right,
you know, those are our word labels. And each one of us has a different meaning for those words. But the stuff that's coming through is really powerful.
Well, we all have an aspect of an ascended master and archangel energy within our soul patterns. And so all my voice does is carry through. My job is to bring forth that vibration in order to awaken someone to that internal power of that angel. As you say, the label, the angels give us those labels to keep us busy, because our third dimensional mind needs recognition. We need to understand it in black and white. And so by giving it, you know, the angel and the hierarchy, it keeps us busy. Gives us an, you know, something to imagine, something tangible to hang on to.
We have a story, don't we?
Pardon?
It's like we need the story.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, I've never asked you this before, but, like, are you able to tap into certain entities or angels or whatever, like when I'm talking about whatever voice is guiding me doing news for the soul, are you able to tap in and actually connect with it?
Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll bring me, I can hear things that are meant for you, and sometimes they're meant for everyone else, so they come through. But your higher self, it can communicate. As long as you're open to the process, and that's an important thing. People have to be open to the process. No one can come in and read you unless your spirit and your soul are very willing to allow that person to enter into your space to communicate with your higher self. I can't read my husband unless I have permission. I can't read my children unless I ask my children's permission. So you can't walk around and get into everybody's higher self. But when we do these shows, you and I connect. Because you're part of the vibration.
Yeah.
You're part of the energy. And so sometimes things do come through.
Well, just like in people calling in, they're giving that higher self permission to open, right?
Absolutely. Yep, exactly. But by asking that question and asking what the angels have to say, they're giving their permission in order for me to access their guides and angels and their higher selves and to transmute that energy for them.
So what's the difference, like, by my listening to that higher self guidance voice, whoever or whatever that is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be like some guy in boxer shorts, you know, sitting in a computer terminal in the 11th dimension. I don't know. Right? It's my higher guidance system says it's of good intent.
Good looking,
you know.
Too.
I mean, who knows, right?
He's young and good looking. That's all I can see.
Dang. Okay. Well, that's good. But, I mean, what's the difference between listening to that and how you're connecting to the angels and communicating?
There really is no difference, because you're connecting to your higher self, which is the highest vibration that we all have access to. People need labels, as you said. People need angels. People need to know that there is something out there, something tangible. Until they rise in consciousness and trust that it's all one, you know, it's all one consciousness that we tap into. So whatever you visualize, however you're ascending, however your spiritual path moves, is going to allow you to create those connections.
So it's something that anybody can have access to.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is no one on this planet that cannot access their intuitive voice, their intuitive nature, the guides and the angels, the aspects. And I guess this is what it comes down to. They're saying is we all have aspects to our souls. They have different vibrations. They have different lives, past lives of ascended masters, of angels, of visions, of different components to our soul being. And that's truly what we're tapping into, is those different aspects of our soul. We're calling that energy in, giving it a voice, giving it a third dimensional label, bring it in so we can change our path or change our course.
George Bush has a little guiding angel.
Yeah, sometimes he needs a little poke with that devil stick, but
it's so hard to get the image. I'm working on it. Oh, send them love.
And some of us choose not to, yes. But everyone can learn to be an intuitive into their own hearts and their own minds. Takes just some practice and guidance. And the more people that open to that consciousness, open to that one energy, open to the aspects of their very own soul path, we're going to end this grand experiment. We're going to succeed in raising the consciousness of the planet.
Yes, whether some energies like it or not.
Exactly. Exactly. And those are the ones that you know, keep us in the density, that don't allow us to go and tell us not to trust the inner guidance.
Well, I think we're having clicks on the line. We either just had a caller or just lost a caller. Do we have someone on the line? Nah, I think it was the latter. Okay, I'm going to give out the numbers one more time. This has got to be like a personal best record for me. All right, one show. I'm giving out the numbers. To talk to Susan Mavity from GuideYourSpirit.com to find out what the angels have to say to you right now. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free 1-877-876-5227. Or in Canada, 888-810-8322. Or if none of that's working for you, call the direct line, 530-876-3222. And Don, if we're having any more audio trouble, come on the line and let us know how it's going. People can't hear us. We just sound like Kermit the Frog having a conversation here. So, but it is so interesting how this is evolving and how, you know, I mean, we should do this sometime, get some kind of exercise going on. I don't know if you'd be open to it, talk about putting you on the spot while we're live, but doing some kind of exercise where we all, you know, try to tap in at the same time to that guidance voice, or maybe you can walk us through a couple exercises.
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely, yeah.
Because I find in the moment, when you're in the moment, like the stuff that a lot of people were reporting feeling really challenged in the last month, and it's in those moments, you know, not when we're on the air necessarily, but in those moments when we've each got to be able to tap in, especially I find, you know, the 3 a.m. dark time.
Yep.
You know, when the ew energy is really prevalent some nights and you get a lot of reports around people sensing it all around the same time, those would be the times to be doing some collective exercise.
Absolutely. Or preparing to open to that collective energy when it comes through the different portals, the different times.
Energy, like a skill that we can do in those moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We can all travel and transcend at the same time into a pyramid, into the fifth dimension, and open to the energies. That would be a fascinating show.
It would be. What do you do when you're in the middle, I mean, you're in the grocery line or something, and you're really feeling the energy? What do you do?
I try to breathe. I take a deep breath in. And Tom Kenyon, through the Hathers, brought through a wonderful centering piece. And it's to put yourself into a geometric pattern of a pyramid from your waist to the top of your head, and then a pyramid starting at your waist again, pointing towards the ground, and to put yourself in the center of that sacred geometry and immediately envision yourself in there. And in that moment, it stops the chaos. You can go to his website, TomKenyon.com, under the Hathers, and he talks about staying in your center in times of chaos, and calling on the sacred geometry and putting yourself in these two pyramids. It's amazing. The doubting Thomas, the 2x4 person that I am, was like, yeah, right, that's all I got to do. You know, I'm in chaos all day long. I work in an elementary building.
Oh, God.
How in the world is this geometric pattern going to stop the chaos? It's phenomenal. It comes from the Hathers, and it comes from this incredible man, Tom Kenyon. So
this is something I haven't gotten too much into, the sacred geometry. How does that make you feel more balanced?
It allows for you to be in a protective energy of light patterns that resonate within your crystalline structure, that immediately send out impulses of peace, balance, and light that work with your body, that protect you from all the chaotic. You know, they're showing me like neutrons and atoms and, you know, all the molecular stuff outside your body. The sacred geometry takes you into a sacred place.
And you actually notice a significant change when you do that.
It's phenomenal. I mean, like I said, I work in an elementary building during the day, and there is utter chaos. And sometimes when, you know, by noon, I'm completely exhausted, and I forget that I can put myself in the sacred geometry. And I go home, I come home for lunch, and you know, I sit with the dog outside and take a deep breath in and realize, wait a minute, you have that key. Use it. And it takes me back to this incredible place of energy, this incredible place of bliss. I'm getting better where I can do it in the present moment. And I find it's a phenomenal shift.
So I'm thinking as we're talking along here that we may be having some sound issues or line issues or something going on as we have at the beginning of the show. So let's keep forging forward here, and I'd like to actually ask some questions kind of on behalf of the collective audience.
Sure.
For the angels. And the first probably because of what we've talked about and what's coming and all the challenging time that people have gone through on this work and what you say is coming up, yay. What are some specific things that people can, you know, kind of like, you know, you go to the gym to work out your muscles, right? And what can we be doing to work out our consciousness muscles, our spiritual muscles?
So you want like a laundry list?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're showing me like, oh, one, two, three. Okay, first thing, stay centered. Find that place to balance. Find a place you can go to in a moment's notice. Sit in your quiet space and connect with the energies that are there for you. They are so present. The veil is so thin that they are ready and willing to help you in any aspect. Use their help. Use their guidance. Walk through your day. Be an observer. Step away from the chaos. That is the quickest way to enlightenment. That's the quickest way to survive these next coming months and this next roller coaster of energies.
So any specific tips on how to maintain that before you get caught off guard by something?
Start out your mornings before you leave. As soon as your feet hit the floor, find a practice that works for you. There are many different practices out there. There are the Buddha, Tibetan practices. Whatever practice you find that can protect you and take you to your center, do it immediately in the morning before you walk out your doors. And remember that practice.
Okay.
Stay in that place, such as sacred geometry, using that technique that the Hathors brought through. Imagery works for some people. Take yourself into an imagery. Imagining your day being calm, peaceful, imagining that there's no chaos within your day. manifest it as your feet hit the floor. This is what I want my day to look like. This is what I want for this day. I want peace. I want joy. I want bliss. No chaos. Don't focus on what you don't want, but focus on what you want your day to be like.
Now, you mentioned that we're doing, as many people have suggested, all of this kind of chaos stuff. We're transmuting the negativity of the planet. That we're helping everyone by doing this work and clearing out our own issues. Is there something that we can do collectively or individually to kind of expedite the process?
That was a question that I've asked quite a few times to the hierarchy. Is this supposed to be, you know, how do you accomplish this? How do we accomplish this grand experiment? It's each one of us has to change our own vibration. And as each one of us takes responsibility for going inward and ascending to their higher self, that is what shifts and changes the mass consciousness.
So just do your own stuff. Do your own work.
You got to do your own stuff because each one of us is the key to that 144. We can't ascend for each other. We can't heal. We have to heal from within. And each one of us has a key and a part and a role to play in those ascension processes. But truly, it comes back to the individual soul that has to do the work. We can all support and we can all guide. And the collectiveness can pray and offer their support, and the biggest shift comes is when each of us takes that responsibility and moves ourselves.
No UPS service to enlightenment.
There is not. They're showing me it's like somebody opening an umbrella. You know, each one of us has to open our umbrella. We have to take that path. We have to open to our higher selves.
Here we go, opening the umbrella, one spoke at a time.
There you go.
Well, let's talk before June or July. As we approach our next phase of buckling up our seat belts and going in for the next portal ride, which I'm ever so much looking forward to.
But remember, with each ride, there comes a rainbow. Each one of us needs to find that after the chaos and the upheaval in our own life, the changes that have to come, the old patterns that fall away, begin to look for that crystalline light, that rainbow of light that comes through, new insights, new information coming through, new ways of healing, pouring in new consciousness. It's going to be there. We just have to be awakened to it.
Well, it is an amazing ride, and it's a pleasure sharing the car ride with you.
Absolutely. We haven't gone over the cliff, so we're doing great.
Absolutely. So please do keep me in the loop, and to reach Susan afterwards, guideyourspirit.com is where you go. And if you missed any of the show, which I think some of you may have, newsforthesoul.com is where you go later, and it's all free all the time, all of our shows. Ever all free. And that's another one in the can. On Thursday, we've got Satyan Raja coming back to talk about his recent trip to India and all the amazing spiritual insights and events that happened there. Thank you so much, Susan, for being here today.
Well, thank you, Nicole. It's always a great pleasure.
Always. Thank you so much, and all the best. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you on Thursday.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.